In Randolph County and for miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. Welcome to the People Speak. I'm Jeff. Today we're going to be talking with Aaron from the St. Louis Dairy Council. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Not too bad. Can't complain anyway. So, especially on our topic today, we're talking about one of my favorite things, chocolate milk.
Yes, it's probably one of mine as well.
You know, it says it's typically thought of as a treat for children, but I think it's a treat for adults too.
Absolutely. And it's part of a healthy diet too, so a guilt-free treat in my opinion. It's such a great source of the nutrients that our bodies need. They're called essential nutrients. We have to get them through food, and dairy foods have 9 of them, which is a lot compared to other foods. And chocolate milk has all the same nutrients as white milk. So whenever I talk about nutrition benefits for white milk, that's the exact same for chocolate milk. In an 8-ounce glass, you get the 9 essential nutrients. You're going to get high-quality protein, vitamin D, and calcium, which are so important for our bones. Chocolate milk is such a great source of nutrition for children or adults.
Right. I said you don't have to be a child to enjoy it.
Definitely not.
Now, what is considered a serving size, again?
So a serving size for milk is 8 ounces. For yogurt, it's also 8 ounces. And that's important to note because a lot of single-serve yogurt containers are like 5 to 6 ounces. So a true serving is 8 ounces. So I often buy the bigger containers. It's also a more economical way to buy if you can get a better price per ounce, if you will. And then you can give yourself the full 8-ounce serving. And for natural cheeses, 1.5 ounces. And for processed cheeses, 2 ounces. Those are the servings. And in any combination, we want 3 of those a day.
I think I probably exceed the the ounces, but it's and the important thing is to make sure you get that included in your diet, right?
Exactly. Most Americans are only getting 2 servings a day. So I'd say you're above average that you're getting at least 3 to get all of the nutrition benefits. But yes, daily servings 3 times a day is ideal. So you could just say, I'm going to have chocolate milk with my meals or include yogurt with snacks or and cheese. Cheese is probably one of my go-tos, which in addition to chocolate milk, it's what I try to have daily. Just because it's so easy and they come in so many just different portable sizes as well.
All right, Aaron, I'll tell you what, we need to take a break. Let's go ahead and do that, and we will come back and talk some more chocolate milk here on The People Speak. You're listening to Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. I'm Jeff, and we're talking today with Aaron from the St. Louis Dairy Council talking about chocolate milk. And chocolate milk's actually been in the headlines for benefits following workouts. Obviously, you know, you're saying we need to get, you know, at least 3 ounces of a dairy product like this per day. Chocolate milk in particular, is there a benefit to it?
Yeah. So in those 3 servings a day, if you are somebody who works out regularly or anybody out there who does, chocolate milk is actually very beneficial post-workout. So the reason for that is that chocolate milk has the fluid for hydration. It has carbohydrate and protein already in it, so it will start muscle recovery. In fact, that little bit more sugar that's flavored in chocolate milk, which is not super significant, but still that little bit of, bit more goes straight into the muscle to start muscle recovery. And chocolate milk also has the same electrolytes that we typically find in sports drinks. And we drink sports drinks to replace electrolytes, but chocolate milk is kind of that one-stop shop for protein, for the carbohydrate for your muscles as well, for the hydration, for the electrolytes, all of that after a workout. That's a great place to work it in.
Right. So, I mean, a lot of benefits to it. I mean, you tend to think of, oh, if I got to choose between white milk or chocolate milk, well, I better go with the white milk because the chocolate milk's not as good for me. But that's not true then.
It is not. It is not. All of those 9 essential nutrients and health benefits for our bones, for our hearts, for our muscles, that's all in chocolate milk.
Right. What about other sports drinks that are out there on the market? I mean, we have quite a few of them out there.
Yes. So one of the things I will say comparing sports drinks to chocolate milk is, one, it's cost efficient to purchase chocolate milk. It's a lot more affordable than those sports drinks out there. Two, we know milk is safe. So milk is probably one of the most regulated foods on the market, given the quality checks that it has and the safety checks from the time it leaves the farm all the way through processing and even after, just to make sure that everything is completely safe. We know chocolate milk is safe. And when we think about what we want to give our kids and our families, we want to really be able to stand behind the safety of something. And chocolate milk, we know, is safe. Supplements aren't really tested that way. And we definitely don't know their effects in children. So I always will err on the side of true food. And chocolate milk is definitely beneficial, any dairy product, because the nutrients are naturally occurring. And I talk about that a lot with foods in general. When the nutrients occur naturally in the food, your body uses them better. So yes, you could take a supplement that has 100% of your daily need of X, Y, or Z vitamin, but you can't absorb it or use it in that quantity or in that form quite as well. So something like milk that has calcium and vitamin D and potassium and phosphorus, because it's present in the food naturally, our bodies really use that best. It's absorbed and used in our bodies most efficiently.
Right. So there's good and bad, right? Basically.
Absolutely. And so one of the things that I definitely say too is that chocolate milk's been around for a very long time. There's a decades of research that stands behind the benefits of dairy foods for our health. And not those newer products on the market or sports drinks don't always have that. And if you look at a label of a sports drink, it actually is a lot of sugar. And it doesn't have all the same benefits that dairy foods do have. So I would say during activity, if it's less than an hour or you're not sweating a lot, water serves best. And then afterwards, chocolate milk is a great way to start that recovery process.
Okay, what about, again, this goes back to what I mentioned a little bit earlier. What about the sugar content in chocolate milk? Is that a concern?
So, no. Research has actually shown that children that drink milk, or chocolate milk specifically, they don't get any more sugar in their diet than children that don't, which is important to note. So, parents that are worried, if I give my kid this chocolate milk, they're going to have more sugar in their diet, and research has proven that that is not true. And actually, chocolate milk only accounts for probably about anywhere from 2-4% of that daily sugar intake. So it's so minimal. And the fact that a kid drinking chocolate milk is getting so many more nutrients, and if they prefer chocolate milk to white milk, I always say give the kid chocolate milk then, because that's going to be the way that they get in the bone-building calcium and vitamin D, the potassium, the phosphorus, all of those vitamins and minerals that our bodies need. That is all present, and the chocolate or the sugar that's added is so minimal. The sports drinks can have up to 13 teaspoons of sugar. Coca-Cola has 65 grams of sugar in it. So there's so many other beverages out there to be concerned about sugar. Chocolate milk is not one of them.
Right. So the added sugar, what's there is not really a major concern then.
Definitely not. And when it comes to workout recovery, that little bit of extra sugar is kind of the perfect amount. It is absorbed directly into the muscle anyway. That starts replacing what's called glycogen. We store it in our muscles for energy. So that's one of the benefits, too. It's not a ton of extra sugar anyway, but what is present, especially after workouts, is absorbed directly into the muscle anyway.
So work out at the gym and have a chocolate milk afterwards, right?
Exactly, yes.
And don't feel guilty about it.
Never.
Is there a difference between chocolate milk that's served in the schools and those you buy in the store commercially?
Yes. So since the school nutrition guidelines specifically mandate how much sugar and how much salt and how much of everything should be in meals, dairy processors have actually changed their recipes of chocolate milk to have it even lower in sugar and fat than what you find on the shelf.
A little bit of difference. I mean, as you said, you know, there are regulations that are set up regarding school lunches and that. So, but still, I mean, it's chocolate milk, right?
Exactly. Yes. So, what kids are getting in school still tastes really good. It's chocolatey, which is why kids like it so much. But it's been special formulated, so it has even less. And the comparison is what's on the shelves has about 4 teaspoons of added sugar, and school milk has about 3 teaspoons of added sugar. So it's a little bit different. Both still comparatively to other beverages out there are very, very low.
Okay. We think of chocolate milk, we think of just, you know, pouring it in a glass or drinking it out of the container. Are there other ways that we can enjoy chocolate milk besides having it in a glass?
Yes, there's a lot of ways that you can get creative with your chocolate milk just to try something new or different. One is you could put it in a smoothie and you can flavor it up differently that way. So something like having chocolate, banana, and peanut butter in a smoothie, and those flavors all go so well together, but you don't always think about getting the chocolate from chocolate milk. So that's a really unique smoothie you could do. You could do chocolate milk, vanilla, yogurt, and cherries to have a chocolate cherry smoothie as well. You could put it in hot cocoa or in coffee. In hot cocoa, it just enhances that chocolate. But in coffee, it can make it more of a mocha flavor. You could use it in pancake or waffle mix or in oatmeal, just for like a chocolate twist on our favorite breakfast foods as well. So those are all kind of different ways you can do it. Another thing you can do, since it's getting hotter out, is you could make a fudgesicle with chocolate and your favorite fruit and put it in a popsicle mold and freeze it for 4 or 5 hours, and you have a really yummy, healthy popsicle as well you can enjoy.
Oh wow, never thought of it that way. That's kind of an interesting, it's kind of like a fudge bar, I guess, or a chocolate bar.
Exactly, but it's got all those great nutrients in it. Keep in mind, we want 3 servings a day, so the more creative we can get, the less likely we are to get burned down on it.
Right. So several ways there you can enjoy chocolate milk other than drinking it from a glass. All right, we need to take our last break here and get that out of the way. So we will come back here in just a few and talk some more with Aaron from the St. Louis Dairy Council. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Welcome back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. I'm Jeff, and we're talking today with Aaron from the St. Louis Dairy Council, talking about chocolate milk. So overall, what we're saying basically is, while everyone loves chocolate milk, everyone, I say, probably there might be someone out there who doesn't, but most people love chocolate milk. But a lot of people don't drink it because they think, oh, it's fattening. It's, you know, I have to drink something that's got less fat in it or whatever. But they're missing out on the benefits of the chocolate milk.
Yes. So milk has so many great nutrients in it. And the thing that I really like about how our dairy aisle has evolved is there's seriously something for everybody. There are different container sizes, which we think isn't that big of a deal, but when it comes to reducing waste or getting something that suits your family or your household, there's a serving container that fits you. For when I was living by myself, there was no way I was going to go through a gallon of chocolate milk before it went bad. But now, they have everything from single jugs to half gallons to full gallons. So you can get a container that suits what you'll be able to consume before it spoils. And the other thing is there's so many different types of milk as far as fat is concerned. So if you're on a diet that is concerned about the amount of fat in milk, there's skim chocolate milk, there's 1% chocolate milk, there's full-fat chocolate milk. There's so many different types out there. So you can find something that's going to suit your nutrition needs, and you can still get all of those nutrition benefits.
Right, you mentioned the dairy department in stores. I remember as a kid, I mean, they were pretty good size then, but I mean, these days, the dairy container, the dairy counters area, almost exceeds the meat department, you know?
No, there's so many different products out there. The yogurt alone usually has a whole different direction in the grocery store. There's so many different types of yogurt and cheeses and milks out there. They're all sold in different quantities and container sizes just to kind of suit your preferences and your needs. It's crazy, and there's always different and new milks out there, too. So I suggest going and checking and seeing what's out there. There's a lot being done with playing with different flavors, too. So if you haven't been to your dairy aisle lately, check it out. It's pretty impressive.
Where can our listeners go if they'd like more information on this? They've picked up something, and it's like, oh, I can't quite remember what they said about that. Where could they go to find that information?
So our website is stldairycouncil.org, and we have all sorts of recipes and resources on there. We have something that's called a Sip Smart resource. And it compares all different kinds of beverages, the nutrition that's in them, the sugars that are in them. It's a really great resource where everything's kind of in one place. You could also check us out on Facebook or Instagram. The handle is STL Dairy Council, and we're always posting on there as well.
Okay, so that's STL Dairy Council and .org, right?
Yes.
And then on Facebook at STL Dairy Council, and then also Instagram, which... I don't know, maybe I'm too old. I don't have an Instagram account, but...
It's new for us, so that's actually where we put where we are in your community. It's really fun to see what we're doing in classrooms and in cafeterias and in schools, so that's a really fun way to keep up with us, and that's newer for us, so we're definitely trying to keep that updated.
All right, great. Well, Erin, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And a really informative show. Like I said, I learned a little bit about chocolate milk myself.
Good. Now that's what I can help. If you can take one new thing away, I've done my job.
Exactly. And now I won't feel guilty drinking it, so.
That's my big hope. It's so nutritious and so good for your dairy foods. Should never be laced with guilt.
All right, Erin, once again, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. And for the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you next time.